Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Challah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So we said yesterday that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. If a person has a dough that is pachos mikashir, and he's mafresh challah from that dough, so is with that hafresh challah, does that challah count? Now, certainly it doesn't, but if he then adds to the dough becomes bigger later, do we say that lemafreya, now that which he was mafresh, counts as challah? So now the Mishnah is going to have another machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, which is really the same machlokas, and the Mishnah itself is going to point out that it's l'shitasam, that it's the same machlokas. Shnei kabin, let's say you had two doughs, each one was pachos mikashir. Shenatla chalasu shalzeh b'fnei atzmo v'shalzeh b'fnei atzmo. So again, two doughs that are too small to be chayiv and challah, and you take challah from each one independently, and chazer v'asa nisachas, and then you put the two doughs together. So now they're large enough to be chayiv and challah. Rabbi Akiva says that you don't have to take challah again because you already wore mafresh challah before it was kashir. This is exactly what Rabbi Akiva said in the last Mishnah, that if you mafresh challah from a small dough and then you enlarge the dough, l'mafreya, that hafrasha counts. So here also, that hafrasha counts. V'chacham mechayvin, but the chacham say no, you need to be mafresh again because the hafrasha does not count l'mafreya. The hafrasha that you did was before it was kashir, and if it was done before it was kashir, it does not count as a hafrasha. Nimtza chumra kula. So it turns out that Rabbi Akiva's chumra in the last Mishnah, where he says that this has a din of chala, is now a kula, because now you're not going to have to be mafresh chala again. And the chachamim's a kula in the last Mishnah that it did not count as a hafrasha's chala, and therefore you don't have to treat it with the stringencies of chala, is going to be a chumra in this Mishnah, because now in this Mishnah we learn that you're going to be chayiv in chala. Now we turn to Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about, what if you have a suffix whether challah is hufrash or not? So this Mishnah is somewhat of a complicated Mishnah in terms of just figuring out what the simple pshat in the Mishnah is. So the Mefarshim work really hard on this, and no one's pshat really fits the words exactly perfectly. So, but we're going to go with one particular approach, that of the Rambam, I think, in this Mishnah, and it goes like this. Notel Adam Kadecha. Well, I guess a little bit of background is in order also. There's something called Demai. We learned all Masechta called Demai. So the Mishnah is going to talk about Demai, which is dough that you get from an Amaret. So normally, you're allowed to separate, meaning a grain that you got from an Amaret. So normally, you're allowed to be mafrish either from the dough itself or from other dough that's chayiv and challah. This talks about if you designate a dough from which challah hasn't been hufrash as challah for dough of demai that is tamei. So says the Mishnah. Notel adam kedei challah mi'isa shelo hor mechalasa. A person is allowed to be mafresh an amount that can be used as challah from a tahar dough that did not yet have hafresh as challah la'asos b'tahara, and may keep that b'tahara lios mafresh shelo v'holeich challas demai, in order to keep on using parts of that dough as challah for demai doughs, ad shetisarach, and you can keep on using that which you were mafresh as challah to cover doughs that are demai until that which you initially set aside becomes tisrach, becomes spoiled, and is no longer edible for a human being. It's no longer ra'ui l'achilas adam. Once it gets to the point where it's no longer ra'ui l'achilas adam, then it's not a food, and you can't use it as challah anymore. Now, normally, that which you want to be mafresh as truma or challah needs to be min amukaf. It needs to be right near that which you're being mafresh on. But normally, you're only allowed to be mafresh min atara al atari. You're not allowed to be mafresh min atara al atame, or vice versa. So that does not apply to demai. Shechalas demai, nitalas min atara al atame, vishalom min amukaf. We're allowing two different things over here in this halacha. Chalas demai, we're allowing to be taken min atara al atame. The tahar challah can work to cover that which is tame, and it's shalom in a mukaf. It doesn't even have to be nearby, and it's still going to work as a hafrashas challah. So to quickly review what we learned today, We did two Mishnahs, right? So Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you have two doughs that are each pachos mikashir, and that you separate challah from each of them independently, and then you combine them together, so Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to separate challah again, you already covered it. And the Chum say you do have to separate challah again, so it turns out that the chumrah of Rabbi Kiva in the previous Mishnah is his kula in this Mishnah, because the fact that he said in the previous Mishnah that when you mafresh dough from a shear that's pachas mikashir, that it counts as chala, so that turns out to be a big kula here that you therefore don't have to do it again when it becomes a full shear. Mishnah Vav said that if a person has demai that he must be mafresh chala on, so what he could do is he could take chala from a dough that would never had hafrasha before and keep it b'tahara, and then continue to designate more and more parts of that dough that he had designated as challah until it becomes inedible. And this breaks two rules that we normally have of hafrasha. Normally you're not allowed to be mafresh min hatara latame, and normally you are only allowed to be mafresh min hamukaf. But when it comes to demai, we're mekil on both of those rules. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.